Bonnie Bochniak from the she's the vice president of government relations for from the Michigan Business and Professional Association. Bonnie, this has been a day where I have just destroyed people's last names, and I got a feeling I did that with yours this morning.
It's fine. It's
not
easy to pronounce.
Is it Bochniak?
It's a Bochniak, but Bochniak is just fine.
Bochniak. All right. I want to get that accent in there.
It's Polish.
All right. welcome this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know that the Michigan Business and Professional Association has applauded the passage of Senate Bill 693, creating a health insurance exchange. Tell me why you sent out this press release.
Well, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, we made it clear in the press release as well that we didn't support the federal legislation. We lobbied against it in D.C. You know, we polled our members. This isn't something that the small business community wanted. So we really desperately tried before the federal bill passed to lobby it as best we could with our resources here in the state of Michigan against it in D.C. And that proved not to work for us and many other businesses across Michigan. And so what we did then, we decided, okay, well, this is the law of the land, and, you know, we're gonna work with it the best we can, and that's what we did. And so we did applaud the Senate for working with us. The Senator Marlowe, the sponsor of the bill, worked really, really well with the business community and made sure that we still are able to maintain the same type of insurance that we want. We're able to maintain our role with our insurance agents. A lot of our small businesses, some are just a one-man show. Some have two people, three people, maybe even as high as 50. But a lot of the small businesses, they don't have the ability or the time to know what is best for them in their family in regards of health care. And it's not to say that they're not knowledgeable or smart people, but they don't have the time to research. So that's why we applauded the Senate. They passed a bill that allows small businesses to maintain what they currently have, or if the small business owner decides they want to place their employees into the shop, they are allowed to do that as well.
Now, isn't this contrary to what the federal government wants? Doesn't the federal government want everyone to buy in? That's one of the reasons they're being sued?
It depends. I mean, that was our take on it initially. It seems to us that the federal government wanted to have everybody, you know, in a government health care plan, and that's what we were against from the onset when this legislation first started federally. And we don't want to be business community, meaning we don't want to be told, you know, where to get our health and insurance and how to get it and actually have to go through the government to do so. It was petrifying to us, you know, before the state legislation was passed, to have to, do you call Washington? You know, where do you call when you have a problem? We are uncomfortable with the fact that it's going to be just an online, you know, site, and you can also, there's going to be a 1-800 toll-free number. But, you know, this legislation's not perfect. This is, to us, the lesser of two evils. And we felt that at least let Michigan have somewhat of control over what we are having to deal with. We felt that we don't want to turn our head away and say, you know, we don't agree with the federal health care plan and just kind of throw our arms up in the air. We wanted to be able to put our hands into whatever we're given and try to work the best with it that we can. So we want to have the most control over what small businesses are going to have to deal with insurance-wise. Well,
Bonnie,
so
your take on this sounds a lot like Ed Hardin's from McLaren Health Plan. He was telling me, you know what, really whether we like this or we don't like it, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure it out. We have to deal with it, so that's what we're going to do. Now, what we heard about the federal insurance plan, the Obama plan, if you will, there's a lot of conflicting information out there that it isn't cost effective, that it isn't going to be as good, and that people aren't going to have as much say about their health care and who services them. What's the difference between this Senate bill and what we may have the opportunity to offer people here in Michigan as opposed to that other plan?
Well, it's, you know, that's the thing is we don't really know. The bill was crafted, so we hope that we have more control. The one thing that if let's just say, you know, this program starts to go, the MI Health Marketplace, it kicks off and nobody's using it, or it's functioning poorly, there's pieces in the legislation that actually will repeal and suspend this whole marketplace. It's not going to all of a sudden, you know, to those who are in it and are happy with it, it's not going to kick them out, but if nobody's using it, it will crumble. I mean, it's going to be set up as a nonprofit.
Almost sounds like you're supporting a plan that you don't know if it's going to work or come to be.
Yeah, and that's it. And that is the hardest part about this whole, about everything, federally and statewide, was that we have to trust everything that we're told. The legislation.
Trust the government? Come on, you know how people are about that.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's very horrifying, and our members are horrified when we tell them this. Okay, this is what we know right now, and you know, as a lobbyist, you know, myself and a lot of other lobbyists and government relations individuals who have been working with, you know, on the state level with department directors and those that are in the thick of it. And helped to craft this legislation. I mean, everybody knew that this is what we're doing. We're working with the best information that we can get, but we don't have it all.
All right,
and
Bonnie.
Those are just the hard facts.
Thanks, Bonnie Bochniak from the Michigan Business and Professional Association. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.